At Spalding High School, there's a class called the History of American Presidents. It seemed like the perfect place to get some insight on the race to become America's future president. So this morning, I stopped by with a simple assignment for the students. Say your name and tell me what you think of how the 2016 election has played out.
Aries Ellsworth, and it's definitely going to make history. This will definitely be in probably one of the like top 10 worst elections ever.
Dominic Lindsay, I think what they'll remember about this election is that they'll probably be wondering what the hell we were thinking when the American people were able to nominate such strange candidates.
Carter King. I think this election is eye-opening for a lot of people in the United States, because if Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are running for president, then more people are going to think that they're going to be able to run for president in the future years.
You think that's a good thing?
I think it's a good and bad thing.
Trevor Mativier. I think when you have the most hated candidate and the second most hated candidate running, it just shades us from the actual points that on gun control, immigration, what they're going to do with the economy, defense. Like, personally, I really don't know any of those points or how they stand on them because of all these scandals that are just thrown at me and everybody else. And that's why I think it's so hard.
My name is Greg Riley. I'm the teacher here at History of American Politics. This is a wonderful class, by the way. I think the United States has been very lucky. Every time we've had a huge crisis, we've had a great leader that has surfaced up. We will see what happens with this election here. Chance for history, though. We could be voting the first woman president ever next Tuesday.
Alex Legassi, I'm not really excited that it could be history because, like, I mean, I believe that the correct candidate should be in there based on their beliefs, not based on, like, any other factors such as sex or gender.
Charles Turcotte.
I would say definitely if you want to get younger kids to vote, you should probably act more like adults. I think this election in itself, I don't really feel like I'm watching any adult thing. I feel like I'm just like sitting back watching a soap opera or something happening here in high school where two people are just arguing with each other and saying they're not going to be friends anymore. And if we could make it feel like an election, maybe we'll actually vote.